The Department of Justice is suing the state of Oklahoma. Tribal and state disagreements over license plate policies continue, and details on an upcoming election for the Cherokee Nation. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 22nd. I'm Deborah Shar. The federal government is suing the state of Oklahoma over a new sweeping immigration law. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports opponents of the law are hopeful but are choosing to keep their guard up.
In the complaint, federal authorities say Oklahoma officials are overstepping by enacting immigration-related policy at the state level. Senator Michael Brooks chairs the Oklahoma Latino Legislative Caucus. He says he's hopeful the law will be stopped before it takes effect July 1st.
Hopefully we'll be able to get an injunction before this law ever goes into effect, for sure.
He says in the meantime, interested parties may have the opportunity to file letters in support or against the law, and that the Latino caucus is considering doing just that.
I wouldn't rule out the opportunity for us as a caucus, especially since we have the experience here at the Capitol, as far as the way that this bill was rammed through without going through the normal committee process, to be able to offer our opinion that would be persuasive to the court.
He says he's confident the law will be found unconstitutional, but that those in opposition should continue to fight. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Multiple tribal nations in Oklahoma are not sharing information with state law enforcement due to frustrations with license plate policies. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi has more on the current compact disagreements.
Compacts between the Chickasaw and Choctaw nations have already been approved, but several others don't have a car tag agreement despite pressure from Governor Kevin Stitt. Sharon Scott is the president of the Oklahoma Intertribal Tax Association and citizen of the Seminole Nation. She says 27 out of 33 tribes that issue their tags are not sharing driving record data.
Most tribes can't fully compact to decide to let the state issue those tags because that takes away the revenue that they're putting into programs and services.
Scott says the current compact model does not work for the Seminole Nation, but she does hope for an agreement for all tribes and the state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
A Cherokee Nation special election is coming up, and voters will decide whether to reframe the Cherokee Constitution. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam has details.
Ratified in 1839, the Cherokee Constitution was last amended in 2003. It covers many topics. One is a requirement to conduct a special election every 20 years to consider amendments via a constitutional convention. That vote will be this year on June 15th. But many tribal leaders, including Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin, are urging voters to reject the convention. They say it would be time-consuming, and there are other avenues to make changes. If voters do say yes, a 7-member convention committee will assemble to talk about potential changes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.